Unit 4. Happy Work.
Looking for a job. 2. Appearance is important.
2. Appearance is important.
Why is appearance important at an interview and at work? Listen to the passage, then decide whether the following statements are true or false. People need to consider how they look at work. Appearance does count, and how you appear to others can make or break a job opportunity or your success on the job. Appearance counts all the time. The key is to find a style that fits your job and makes you and others comfortable. Consider your clothes, hair, nails, hygiene, scent, posture, face, voice, and even the way you walk. Men interviewing for any professional work should wear a suit, in colors like sky blue or gray, and a tie. Women interviewing should also wear a business-like suit. The key is to dress at least as formally and conservatively as the job needs. People need to consider how they look at work. Appearance does count, and how you appear to others can make or break a job opportunity or your success on the job. Appearance counts all the time. The key is to find a style that fits your job and makes you and others comfortable. Consider your clothes, hair, nails, hygiene, scent, posture, face, voice, and even the way you walk. Men interviewing for any professional work should wear a suit, in colors like sky blue or gray, and a tie. Women interviewing should also wear a business-like suit. The key is to dress at least as formally and conservatively as the job needs.
3. A follow-up call. A student has sent his resume to Siemens and is calling the company.
Listen to the dialogue
and fill in the blanks.
Good morning, Siemens. How may I help you?
Morning. I'd like to speak to the personnel department.
Hold on. I'll put you through.
Good morning. I'm calling about your position of quality management engineer. I sent my resume to you last week and I'd like to know if you're interested.
All right. May I have your name?
My name is Andrew Wang. Wang Hao.
Let me see. Oh, yes, we've considered your qualifications. I was just about to call you. Would you please come to our company at 9 o'clock next Monday morning? We'll give you an interview.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Good morning, Siemens. How may I help you?
Morning. I'd like to speak to the personnel department.
Hold on. I'll put you through.
Good morning. I'm calling about your position of quality management engineer. I sent my resume to you last week, and I'd like to know if you're interested.
All right. May I have your name?
My name is Andrew Wang. Wang Hao.
Let me see. Oh, yes, we've considered your qualifications. I was just about to call you. Would you please come to our company at 9 o'clock next Monday morning? We'll give you an interview.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. 5. A cover letter. Read the cover letter and do the exercises.
32 Dringong Road, Shanghai 200001. Human Resources Director, Youth Travel Agency, 1104 E Street, Shanghai 200002. March 31st, 2000. Dear Sir or Madam, I'm writing to apply for the position of entry-level clerk, which I saw advertised in today's newspaper. I'm very interested in the job and confident that I'm qualified for it. I will receive an Associate in Arts in Tourism Management this coming August from Shanghai Institute of Tourism. My education has provided me not only the necessary knowledge, but also lots of practical experience. I have worked part-time as secretary to several hotel HR directors. Courses such as speech skills have taught me how to communicate with customers. The tourism writing course has helped me improve my writing skills. I would be able to produce all necessary reports for the office. I'm able to type fast, about 150 words per minute, and I make few mistakes. The enclosed resume lists my qualifications. I'm available for an interview any weekday. I can begin work in September and look forward to receiving your early reply. Sincerely yours, Tracy Smith.
7. Read me. Pronunciation. Listen and repeat, paying attention to the marked parts.
Has opened.
Was opened.
Comes again.
Places of interest.
Twice a day.
Once a month.
Getting jobs. Getting jobs. 2. Running a business is risky.
Jack is talking to Lucy about his current job as a freelance photographer. Although running a business is risky, Jack holds that there's nothing more exciting than being his own boss. Listen to the conversation and answer the following questions.
Jack, how do you like your job?
Well, as you know, I'm a freelance photographer, as I hate the 9-to-5 job routine. I work for different magazines. I travel a lot and enjoy every minute of it. I take good pictures for good money.
You seem to have no complaints about your job. Jack, you have your own business. Do you find running a business risky?
Of course. Even though you don't know whether you'll earn or lose money, for me there's nothing more exciting than being your own boss.
Do you mean you'll run your own business all your life?
If you're employed, you know that there is always money to be earned, but there is also a possibility of getting fired or laid off.
There's definitely something in what you're saying. Jack, how do you like your job?
Well, as you know, I'm a freelance photographer, as I hate the 9-to-5 job routine. I work for different magazines. I travel a lot and enjoy every minute of it. I take good pictures for good money.
You seem to have no complaints about your job. Jack, you have your own business. Do you find running a business risky?
Of course. Even though you don't know whether you'll earn or lose money, for me there's nothing more exciting than being your own boss.
Do you mean you'll run your own business all your life?
If you're employed, you know that there is always money to be earned, but there is also a possibility of getting fired or laid off.
There's definitely something in what you're saying.
3. How much to make it?
A merchant is interviewing 3 applicants. Listen to the passage and answer the questions. How much do you want me to make it? A merchant was interviewing 3 applicants who were applying for the position of chief accountant. He asked the applicants, "How much is 2 billion and 2 billion? 2 of the interviewees answered, "4 billion. The 2 interviewees failed to get the position. When he asked the 3rd applicant, the interviewee rose, closed the door, pulled down the curtains, and stood against the desk, asking, "How much do you want me to make it?" He was hired. How much do you want me to make it? A merchant was interviewing 3 applicants who were applying for the position of chief accountant. He asked the applicants, "How much is 2 billion and 2 billion? 2 of the interviewees answered, "4 billion. the two interviewees failed to get the position. When he asked the third applicant, the interviewee rose, closed the door, pulled down the curtains, and stood against the desk, asking, "How much do you want me to make it?" He was hired.
5.
Getting to be done. Roll your own business.
Read the passage and do the exercises.
Bootstrapping, when it comes to starting your own business, refers to getting yourself up and running with as little outside help as possible. This means not borrowing much money, not taking on outside investment, and relying solely on your own skills, money, and efforts to get things done. It can be a hard road to hoe, and you can count on quite a few bumps along the way. As an entrepreneur that's right in the middle of bootstrapping my own business together, I've got a bit of experience, and I thought it might be interesting to share some tips and some of the lessons I've learned so far. Make sure it's right. Before you set out to fund your own business, you need to really think about if it's right for you. Some businesses lend themselves to bootstrapping more easily than others. For example, a skill or service-based business you can do from a home office is a good bet. Have some money in the bank. Anytime you're going into business on your own, you'll want to have some reserves saved up. This is even more important if you're planning on funding your own efforts. You may be taking on a bit of debt, but the idea
would be to pay for
as much as you can out of your own pocket. This means saving up before you begin. Don't avoid risks. Great things don't come without some risks. It might be scary, but you're going to have to put yourself on the line if you want to grow your own business. If you're not willing to take risks, you might not want to start your own business. Set attainable goals. It's important to set small, short-term goals that are easy to meet. When bootstrapping, you're going to have to take it pretty slow, but you'll always want to feel like you're making progress. Don't overgoal yourself. Keep it simple at the beginning. Educate yourself on the business. If you're starting your own business, you probably have the core skills you need to succeed. One thing you might not have is the business know-how. It's very important to learn as much as you can about the business aspects of your industry, as well as general business topics. Stay positive. You should do your best to be positive in the face of adversity. There may be times when money is really tight, and you'll have to be willing to work through it and keep smiling the whole time. Starting a business can be hard, and it may be even harder if you bootstrap. However, hard work brings great rewards. Keep at it, have fun with it, and best of luck!
Vocabulary. New words. Salary.
Creative.
Demanding.
Cooperative.
Appearance.
Posture. Applicant.
Scent. Conservatively.
Personnel.
Position.
Management.
Qualification.
Interviewer.
Brief.
Entry level.
Associate.
Communicate.
Senior.
Contract.
Confirm.
Convince.
Appreciate.
Risky.
Freelance.
Photographer.
Routine.
Earn.
Merchant.
Interviewee.
Chief.
Accountant.
Curtain.
Proper nouns.
Siemens.
The personnel department.
Human resources.
Associate in arts.
Tracy Smith.